Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Here to recap a fun Wednesday of action on the diamond to get you ready for Thursday. So let's get cracking on the news and notes from Wednesday. Zach Eflin was activated off the IL to make the start on Wednesday against the Miami Marlins. Justin Sterner was returned to AAA. Eflin lasted four innings in his return, allowing two runs and striking out three. Chris Bryant of the Colorado Rockies was out once again of the lineup on Wednesday. Bryant is expected to be placed on the IL on Thursday with his back injury. With the constant injuries and lack of production, Bryant can be a drop in most formats. Chris Martin of the Boston Red Sox is placed on the IL as he's battling anxiety, which is nice to hear someone actually talk about mental issues, which is good. Zach Kelly was recalled from AAA. One of the top pitching prospects in the Baltimore Orioles system, Cade Povich, was called up to the Orioles taxi squad on Wednesday, and he is set to make his major league debut as the Orioles starter on Thursday. Povich threw 11 starts at AAA with a 3.18 ERA with 75 strikeouts over 56 and two-thirds innings pitched. Povich threw 126 innings last season, so he could stick in the Orioles rotation for a while if he performs at a solid level. Geraldo Perdomo of the Arizona Diamondbacks was set to begin a rehab assignment at AAA Reno on Wednesday, scheduled to play seven innings at shortstop. He could rejoin the D-backs in a few games, which is good to hear. With Perdomo set to return soon and Jordan Lawler a week or so away, Eugenio Suarez could be seeing his last games with the Diamondbacks. Alex Bregman of the Houston Astros was a late scratch from Wednesday's lineup as he's still dealing with pain in his hand after getting hit by a pitch on Tuesday. Bregman is expected back in the Astros lineup on Friday, which is their next game. On the other hand, Kyle Tucker, who's dealing with his shin injury, may not return until Saturday or Sunday. Starling Marte of the New York Mets was scratched from Wednesday's lineup with a lingering knee soreness. He is day-to-day. He was eligible to come off the bench if necessary. Austin Slater of the San Francisco Giants returned from the concussion IL on Wednesday. Luis Matos was returned to AAA. That angered many, but made sense to me in the grand scheme of things. Matos was hitting .224 over 21 games with two home runs and a 62 WRC+. Outside of a monster weekend early in his time with the Giants, Matos has not done much at the plate and will need more seasoning than at AAA while Slater plays with the Giants. In the long term, the Giants should roster Matos over Slater, but this will be the current situation as we see it. Blake Snell, the Giants, got his MRI results back on Wednesday, and it appears Snell's groin injury has a mild strain. The Giants expect Snell to be out for a limited amount of time, and they think they dodged a bullet on this one. Robert Gasser of the Milwaukee Brewers had more testing on his sore elbow, and it appears Gasser has a flexor strain, which has landed him on the IL. He's getting another opinion, but this could lead to the dreaded Tommy John surgery. D.L. Hall of the Brewers will get a second opinion on his sore knee from Dr. Neil Eldrash, the famous surgeon in baseball. The Brewers don't think Hall's injury is that bad, but seeing the good doc is usually not a good thing. Tobias Myers of the Milwaukee Brewers has been recalled from AAA while Jensen Junk is returning to AAA. Myers has allowed 16 earned runs over 26 and two-thirds innings with 27 strikeouts in his first seven appearances. Six of those were starts with the Brewers. Jared Kelenic of the Atlanta Braves made a diving catch but rolled over his wrist on Wednesday. He eventually left the game with trainers, but x-rays were negative after the game, and the Braves say Kelenic will be just fine. Ranger Suarez of the Phillies is bouncing back nicely from getting hit on the hand by a comebacker in his last start, and he's set to make his next start this weekend in London versus the Mets. Kenta Maeda of the Detroit Tigers left his start on Wednesday in the first inning with discomfort in his side. This screams oblique injury, and an IL stint is likely. Maeda will undergo further testing on Thursday. Corey Seager of the Texas Rangers was removed from Wednesday's game in the second inning with a hamstring injury. After the game manager, Bruce Bochy, said the removal was precautionary and they don't plan on getting an MRI. That's how little they think of this injury. We shall see in the coming days if Seager will miss any time. Christopher Morel of the Cubs was removed from Wednesday's game in the seventh inning after fouling a ball off his foot. It's being diagnosed as a foot injury and more testing will be done on Thursday. Patrick Wisdom took Morel's spot in the game. Manny Machado of the San Diego Padres left Wednesday's game after hurting his leg running on a double play. Machado was day-to-day with what the Padres are calling a mild upper hip flexor strain. Sean Bouchard of the Colorado Rockies left Wednesday's game with a right ankle sprain. There's rumbling that Bouchard will be heading to the IL, and a corresponding move will be made on Thursday by the Rockies. Jake Berger of the Miami Marlins was out of Wednesday's lineup as he's battling a side injury that he tweaked swinging on Tuesday. Berger spent time on the IL with an oblique injury earlier this year, so there's some concern that this could be another oblique injury. Last but not least, Tristan Casas of the Boston Red Sox was on the Red Sox broadcast on TV on Wednesday and said he should start swinging a bat this weekend. He also expects that he'll be returning to the Red Sox around July 1st. All right, before we take a look at the hitting and pitching highlights of the day and a peek at Thursday's action on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Etchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Some hitting highlights from Wednesday. Elliot Ramos went 2-for-2 with a home run, 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs, and 4 walks for the Giants. Over Ramos's last 10 games, he's hitting .363 with 3 home runs, 5 runs scored, and 10 RBIs. He's walking a ton, still striking out too much, but Ramos has been pretty legit and playing great defense in the corner outfield positions. Zach Gelof of the Oakland Athletics went 2-for-3 with the home run, a run scored, an RBI, and a stolen base. Nice little combo meal for Gelof. He's currently riding a 6-game hitting streak where he has 2 home runs, 5 runs scored, 3 RBIs, and 2 stolen bases. Anthony Santander went 1-for-3 with the home run, a run scored, an RBI, and a walk on Wednesday. Santander has an 8-game hitting streak where he's hitting .367 with 3 home runs, 7 runs scored, and 6 RBIs. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Wednesday. Cy Pavetta, Nick Pavetta, 7 shutout innings with 1 hit, 2 walks, and 9 Ks versus the Braves. Pavetta had 18 whiffs and a 37% CSW on 91 pitches. Pavetta's been looking strong of late. Over his last 5 starts, he's thrown 27 and a third innings, allowing 10 earned runs with 37 strikeouts. Joey Estes of the Oakland Athletics dazzled the Mariners on Wednesday. Estes had a perfect game going for a while in this game. He finished with 6 1/3 shutout innings, allowing 1 hit, no walks, and 5 Ks. Estes had 10 whiffs and a 26% CSW and only 78 pitches. Estes has made 5 starts this year. He's thrown 27 innings while allowing 14 earned runs and 25 strikeouts, but he's allowed 1 earned run or less in 3 of those 5 starts. Eric Fede of the Chicago White Sox went 5 innings, allowing 3 runs, 6 hits, no walks, and 7 more strikeouts for Fede. It's pretty remarkable what he's doing. It's a lot of smoke and mirrors, but it's working. Fede had 17 whiffs and a 35% CSW on 93 pitches. Eric Fede has now made 13 starts for the White Sox with a 3.27 ERA, a 3.50 XFIP, and 73 strikeouts and 74 and a third innings pitched. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Wednesday. Ryan Helsley's the first to 20 saves on the season. First time in his career he's hit 20 saves. He picked that up versus the Houston Astros. Jose Alvarado picked up save number 11 as the Phillies took down the Brew Crew. Pete Fairbanks saved number 8 for the Rays as they beat the Marlins. Jimmy Garcia got his 2nd win of the season as Craig Kimbrell blew the save for the Orioles. Hector Neris picked up his 6th win of the year for the Cubs, while Michael Kopech got the blown save for the White Sox. Matt Moore picked up his 1st save for the Angels as they took down the Padres, and Carlos Estevez had the day off. And then Mason Miller picked up save number 12 as the A's beat the Mariners. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on PitcherList.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, let's take a look at Thursday's action on the diamond. We have 10 games, 3-day games, and then you have a 7-game main DFS slate starting at 6:40 p.m. Eastern time. Some of the pitching I'm looking at here, Tanner Houck versus the White Sox seems oh so good. Houck's been outstanding this year. Sonny Gray versus the Rockies if you want to pivot off of the chalky Houck. And then Hunter Green's kind of interesting versus the Cubbies. Green, tons of strikeouts, tons of walks, but limiting the damage. It isn't Great American Small Park, so that'll make things quite interesting. Hitting-wise, there's tons of options. Arizona versus Randy Vasquez. I love Boston versus Jake Woodford. Woodford is not good. Dodgers versus Bailey Falter looks great. And then if you want some fun in the Bronx, Minnesota versus Marcus Stroman, smokes and mirrors for Stroman these days. And then the Yankees are just so red hot, taking on Pablo Lopez. That could be a fun one as well. Some things I'm looking forward to on Thursday, Cade Povich's debut against Toronto. It's a day game, which is beautiful. Sit back, relax, enjoy the ride. have a hunch Nick Pollock might be streaming this thing. So I have fun with that one. But Cade Povich's debut. We got Brady Singer versus Tanner Bibee. Singer's been great this year. Bibee's been pretty solid as well. Fun little AL Central battle there. Ronaldo Lopez and the Braves head into Washington to take on Mitchell Parker. The Nationals swept the Braves last weekend, Parker, Williams, and company. So now we get round two here with Lopez versus Parker. In the Bronx, I mentioned Pablo Lopez versus Marcus Stroman, two guys putting up pretty good seasons. Lopez has struggled of late. You got this lights-out Yankees offense. You got Twins offense is kind of good and bad, plus Royce Lewis just continues to hit home runs. It's great. Fun matchup in the Bronx. And then I just want to see Tanner Houck dominate the Chicago White Sox. That's what I'm hoping for in that one. So looking forward to that later in the day. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before we head on out of here, make sure you go to pitcherlist.com and join the club, PL Plus, PL Pro. You will not regret it. Gets you in the amazing Discord, gets you cool new tools like PLV Plus, gets you the Weekend Fab Pitching Podcast by Nick Pollock himself, gets you projections and so much more over there at pitcherlist.com when you become a member at PL Plus and PL Pro. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap the 10 games on Thursday, plus the news, notes, and more, and get you ready for Friday as we head into another weekend of baseball action. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast, Thursday, June 6th edition. Hope you have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.